Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the Big Brother 17 Fantasy Draft on the Big Brother Wrap-Up Show. My name is Jordan Parhar. I'll be your host, and we're going to be doing this podcast once a week throughout the season, covering Big Brother 17 on robisawebsite.com. Just some bonus coverage for you guys. We don't actually have a name for this podcast yet, so if you guys could tweet us and give Rob or myself some ideas, he's at Rob Sestrinino. I am at Jordan Parhar. We would love to get some of your suggestions for a name, because I don't have one right now, because let's be honest, I'm not the smartest guy here. You probably saw that in Big Brother Canada 3. In case you don't know me, that is where I am from. I'm a huge Rob Has a Podcast fan, to introduce myself to you guys. I've been watching and listening to Rob for years, so it is a pleasure to collaborate with him and work on his website, and I'm honored to be doing this show. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is going to be a very fun time. I'm joined by two excellent people. I love them so very much. And first, I'm going to introduce to you a man who is a lady pleaser. He likes to get blood on these hands, y'all. That is my man, Mr. Godfrey Manguiza. Godfrey, how are you doing this evening?
What's up, Jordan, man? You did my introduction justice there, even though I did not actually get any blood in my season. But yeah, you're right on, man. You're right on.
So true. And I am also joined tonight by a lovely lady. She is a chiropractor. She's an entrepreneur. She's just a straight up boss. I mean, let's be real. They call her Sleha. It's Dr. Neha Serene. Neha, how are you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, Jordan. Hey, Godfrey. How's it going?
What's up, Neha?
So if you guys don't remember Big Brother Canada 3, there was a big battle between Neha and Godfrey in the HOH competition story time, where Neha and Godfrey just kept calling each other out. It was great. Godfrey chose Neha and Johnny. Neha kept choosing Godfrey and Greg. It was excellent. I definitely recommend watching it if you are in Canada and have access to it, because these two really know how to dance. It was excellent. So I figured, why not have these guys on for my first ever podcast episode? These guys know how to bring it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm super excited. So today, guys, what we're going to be doing for you is we are going to be doing a Big Brother 17 fantasy draft. There's already been a ton of coverage previewing the season on robisawebsite.com. Rob previewed the men and the women of the cast. There's about 5 hours worth of coverage, so we're not going to get too deep into that necessarily today. We're just going to do more of a we're going to do a draft. So what we're going to do is we're going to take turns picking these house guests in terms of who we think are going to win this game. At the end of this, whoever has the winning player on their team is the winner. So it doesn't matter how the rest of your team does. Doesn't matter who won how many HOHs or you know, how many days they lasted. None of that kind of scoring stuff. We're just going to keep it simple. It's just going to be straight up who wins this game. And the winner of this fantasy draft is going to have the opportunity to tweet from my account whatever you would like.
It's
a pretty good prize. Yeah. Pretty good prize. So I don't want either of you. I don't want either of you guys messing with my Twitter. So I don't want to win this to defend my honor. So this is going to be a lot of fun tonight. If you guys have any questions, you can tweet along with us. You can use the hashtag RHAP, or you can tweet myself. I'm at Jordan Parhar. And let's get this thing going. So we already determined the draft order for this evening. And our lovely friend, Dr. Neha Serene, has the first overall draft pick. So, Neha, why don't you get us started?
Good luck, Neha.
So this seems like a very interesting cast. A lot of interesting personalities, and then some that are kind of blah, which I think we get every year. But my number one pick, hands down, I think this person is awesome. I think they're smart. I think they're charismatic. I think that they are going to be good at competitions if they need to play competitions. I think they'll have a great social game. You guys might be surprised, but my number one pick for this season is Austin. Yes. I love him. Honestly, tomorrow he's going to be my man crush Monday. I love the big hair. I love the big personality. I think that he's to be able to really bring it when needed. I think that he's going to be able to turn it on and off whenever he needs to do that. And I think just when I watched his interview, I think I only watched the interview he did with Jeff, and then that's, I kind of yeah. a little bit watched another one that was a little longer on YouTube, and I watched bits and pieces of it. But right off the bat, I was like, this guy is he is so charismatic, and like, it's very, very rare, I think, to find a charismatic person. I think in your lifetime, you'll probably meet a handful of people that are charismatic, and I think he's one of them. I think that just everything about him.
Is Godfrey the other charismatic person you've met?
Godfrey's pretty damn close.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I was asking Godfrey, I'm like, are you going to dance for me on Wednesday or what? Or with me on Wednesday?
Oh,
so
God.
Let's see what he says. But, yeah,
we'll
Austin. Yeah, I know. I'm ready. But, yeah, so my pick is Austin. Just, he's great. He seems like he's going to be, he's a good person. He seems like he's smart. He seems like he's going to cut your neck when he needs to. And that's what I like to see in a Big Brother player.
Absolutely. Slayha, baby. My question here now, I want to put this to Godfrey. Godfrey, you're a huge pro wrestling fan. Austin, I mean, you saw these interviews. I agree with Neha 100%. Austin is so charismatic. Yeah. This guy is very smart. He understands
Absolutely, man.
He's a super fan. But Godfrey, what do you think about this guy being a physical threat? Are people going to realize, hey, this guy's a big physical beast. He's a pro wrestler.
The guy's
going to be tough to beat.
240 pounds, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is he...
You hit it right there. You hit it right there, Jordan, man.
Yeah. So this is tough. Like, is he going to be... Godfrey, what do you think? Do you think he's going to be somebody like a Devin? Maybe not necessarily in terms of his gameplay, but in terms of people being scared of him? Or is he going to be someone like a Godfrey Manguiza that is a big physical guy, but people are just like, I don't need to worry about this guy. What do you think?
Like, to be honest, as a pro wrestling fan, I actually fell into the temptation of picking Austin as my number one. The guy is charismatic. He's got a ton of character. But you got to take your heart out of this, you know, and not look at players who you like and versus who can actually win the game. And Nea, it's a great pick and all, but, like, this guy, like, come on, he's 6'4", 240 pounds. I know in his casting interviews, he said he's going to try and downplay his physical, you know, demeanor. And there's only so much you can do before people go like, hey, this guy's freaking big as hell. We got to get rid of him. And on top of that, this guy's pro wrestling name, his pro wrestling persona is what? Judas Devlin. Like, come on.
I don't know.
Like, I think he's going to be... I think he's going to do his best to not come across as a physical threat, but he's just not going to be able to pull it off. Like, just given his height, his personality, he's one of those in-your-face type of people. People are going to catch on to him pretty fast, you know? I wish him the best of luck. I just don't think he can pull it off, Neha.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Neha, what do you think?
I think that his personality will help keep him off the block, perhaps. And I think that's really, really key. I mean, we've seen it in other seasons where the obvious physical threat doesn't go home. In our season, why the hell did Zach not go home week one or week two? I think that if you have the personality, you can keep yourself off the block. I think that they might be a little scared of him in a sense where if they do put him on the block, he might go after them because he has the ability to win comps and that sort of thing. But I really, his personality, I think it's very, very rare to find someone with that kind of personality. And I think that it'll really benefit him. So, yeah, I see the physical threat. Obviously, the guy's 6'5", he's a giant. But I think he can do it. I really, really do.
All right. Well, that's the first overall pick. I think it's a very good pick. It's going to be interesting to watch this guy play this game. I think he's going to be a little bit like a Frank Udyk type. I think that he's like very – I mean, it's going to be interesting how he falls. I think that he's going to be a beast in the competitions, and he is a big fan like Frank was. But I think that he's going to, like Neha said, do well early on in this game because of his charisma, and I think that will keep him out of trouble early on. Will he be able to sustain that? That remains to be seen. Godfrey, you're next on the board, my friend. Who are you going to take with the number two pick?
Well, I actually had a lot of people in mind. You know, when I do these draft picks, I make sure not to watch their cast and bio videos. Because let's be honest, man, half these people lie in those freaking videos. Everybody says what they think people want to hear. They say, oh, I'm going to be cutthroat. I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good girl. And then they come in the game and they're totally somebody different. So I make sure not to listen to that. I just observe them with the person interviewing them because this is our first time seeing them actually interact with somebody So I made sure just to see if what they were saying corresponded with what they were doing. Like, you had a lot of people like, let me go to my notes here. This one girl really freaking stuck out. Liz, she talked a lot about how she's a good listener. And like the whole interview, all she did was talk. Didn't even let the freaking interviewer get a few questions in there. Yeah, so that's the stuff I look at. And now it brings me to my number one pick. This person is really going to come out of the gutters, man. You guys are going to be surprised. I'm going to go with Steve.
And oh, here's why. I like him too.
The kid's young. He's a student. If I'm correct, he's probably like one of the youngest people in the cast.
Yeah, 22.
And what I really like, exactly, 22. What I really liked about his interview is he didn't talk much, and I really felt like I didn't get to know him. And that shows me he's somebody who likes to play close to the chest. He's not going to give too much away. He even said he's a super fan. He studied the grades. He knows to ask questions in those first few weeks, get to know people, don't talk too much, collect a lot of information, and he freaking execute the strategy the way he says he's going to do it. I think he's guaranteed at least final three, you know? Like, that's my number one pick, like, right off the bat. On top of that is physique. He's somebody who doesn't come across as threatening. The ladies aren't going to be like, ah, oh, this guy's too charismatic. You know, I got to watch out for that guy. He's going to be like the loser-ass kid in the room. And I think he's going to go far, man. Like, you guys are going to be surprised.
Godfrey, you know what? I love Steve Moses personally because, I mean, it's just on a personal level because this kid is such a huge super fan. Yeah. But again, I think we've seen, and you saw that with me in our season, that really hurt me badly. And I think that this is something, it could go one of two ways. I think Steve could walk away as an Ian Terry. He could end up like a Ronnie Talbot or a Jordan Parhar, though, as well. And who knows? He has the range of outcomes with him is huge. Neha, what do you think about this pick?
I like Steve. He's my top three. And I actually, my dream is for him to team up with Austin. I think they would be the sickest alliance. Really, really like Steve. I think he seems very intelligent, and he seems like very, very similar to Ian Terry. Even his, like, the way he speaks, he wasn't like looking at the interviewer, and very just
was
like
a bit nervous. Yeah,
very nervous. And I kind of like that, but I saw so much of Ian Terry in him, just in his mannerisms. But the difference between him and Ian Terry, I think, I think this guy is just really straight up game, like, and he's going to play it off the way he says. He's not going to show that he's a super fan. And I think he will actually have the ability to do that. I think that he's not going to give a shit about the girls in the house or trying to please them and whatnot, which Ian kind of sort of did. I mean, it worked out for Ian, whatever he did. But I think there are some differences, and I really, really do like this Steve guy. And, you know, you always think, like, he's like a cookie-cutter Big Brother character. Like, he's the Ian Terry. He's the Jordan Parhar. But this guy, something about him makes me think that he will go pretty far, even though he is a typical guy that people might see him and say, hey, you are Ian Terry. But I think he's going to be able to kind of go under the radar in a sense where that label won't get him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it's going to be interesting. I mean, again, like, watching this guy, though, I just don't know if he's going to be able to acclimatize into this house with these other personalities. He's very young. He seems like he's a little inexperienced. He doesn't have the greatest social skills on paper, at least. So, I mean, if he can skate by these first few
weeks. But those are the type of people who skate by, though, man. Jordan,
that's the thing, right?
But
Godfrey, remember, like, a lot of times, too, in Big Brother, people get targeted early for stupid reasons.
And similarities. They look the same as a previous player.
Yeah. Neha Sareen being one of them.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, people get targeted for stupid reasons all the time. I think that potentially Steve could be in trouble as a result of his awkwardness. People would be like, oh, that's Steve. He's a little nerdy kid. He's annoying. Let's get rid of him. And I have nothing in common with this guy. And I don't know. So it's going to be interesting. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. This is my personal favorite character on this season. Person, I love this kid. I hope he wins. I wish him the best. So Godfrey, I hope you're the winner at the end of this thing, because I love me some Steve Moses. We're gonna take a question here from Tony 1996, and he says, is Steve Jordan's brother Also, did Steve steal Rob's shirt or checkered shirt? Well, honestly, I don't know if you guys saw that. Rob Cesternino likes to wear a lot of plaid. Steve had a plaid shirt. And so, I think he did steal Rob's shirt. I actually stole Rob's shirt this year. And what was I going to say? Also, too, yes, Steve Moses could be my brother. I mean, we're just meant to be. I love this kid. So I really hope that he does well. But we're going to move on to the next pick, the third pick in this draft. So we went number one. Neha took we got our boy Austin, Godfrey, Steve, and I am going to pick with the third overall pick. I'm surprised she lasted this long. And that's my girl, Vanessa Russo. She's 32 years old. She's she's a pro poker player, multimillionaire. I know my good pal, Kevin Martin, is in love with this girl. Kevin loves her. She is a beast. I think strategically, mentally, very strong-willed. I mean, she studied game theory at Duke. She's very successful in the poker community, and she's a Big Brother super fan. So I think she's going to do very well in this game. I think the only thing holding her back is if somebody potentially recognizes who she is, and she could potentially have her spot being blown up. Now, Neha, I'm going to throw this to you. How do you think Vanessa's going to do for one? And two, do you think someone's going to recognize her? Because realistically, if you're not a poker player or a poker fan, you're not going to know who this girl is. What do you think?
I think 100% she'll be recognized by Devon. Devon's a poker dealer. I'm sure she does these comps or these tournaments that they work together, like that they're probably in the same vicinity and all that jazz. I think she will do well, but I think that her and Devon need to team up as opposed to, I think people are probably thinking Devon's going to see her as a poker player and call her and try to get rid of her. I think, or which I think would be amazing, is if they both got together and worked together and went further together, because they're both strong female personalities. You can tell they both seem intelligent. And I think that they both could work well together quite nicely. And so for your question, 100% should be recognized by Devon. I don't know about the other people. Like I wouldn't know, but I'm not into the poker scene. Do I think she will do well? I think she will, because I think she's smart. I think she has that poker, that mindset that you need when you're playing poker. And I don't know. I just, one thing that was a little off with her is I think socially she just seemed a little really, really laid back, which I think it either can hinder you or can be a benefit to you. Like if you have that lax personality, you might be like, I don't care which type of personality can get you further. But some people might kind of think it's a little standoffish. So I don't know. I think there's some girls that are a little more standoffish than she is for sure in this cast. So I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so too. It's going to be interesting, but I'm very excited to see what happens with her. It could go. I mean, I think she's got a lot of potential. I think she's got the most upside of anybody in this cast, just based on she's a little bit older. She's in a relationship, so she's not going to get caught up in a showmance. She's a fan of this game. She's a poker player professionally, so her emotions are going to be in check all the time. But it's going to be very interesting to watch. So I took Vanessa with the third pick. I've got the fourth pick in this draft, so we're going to swing around. This is a snake style of draft, and I'm going to take a very interesting character, somebody we haven't really seen on reality television in general on CBS, and that is Audrey Middleton from Eureka, Georgia. So she's the first ever transgendered house guest in Big Brother history. She's a huge Big Brother fan. She's very active on ORGs online. If you guys don't know what those are online reality games. She's a gamer. She's got a very strong personality. I think America's going to fall in love with her. Godfrey, how do you think Audrey is going to do at this
point? Bro, I think you shot yourself in the leg with that pick, man. Like, Audrey would probably be at the bottom of my pick.
She's my bottom, too.
Hey, I love this girl, she seemed really entertaining, but she has a few things she needs to understand. You're like, this is what she said. Here's a quote from Audrey. I will not float. I will make bold moves and get blood on my hands. Like, who says that? And she has the intention of winning the first HOH. She's actually gunning for it. Like, a lot of people negotiate their way out of not winning that, and she's actually coming into the game wanting to do that. Here's another thing she said that really struck me. She's like, her strategy is to be the ultimate operator. Have everything in common with everybody. She wants to win HOH, POVs, but I do like that she says that she wants the blood slides to be organized. which I don't think you can do that. You can't organize getting blood on your hands. I just think she's going to come in way too aggressive, and it's going to go one of two ways. Either she's going to establish herself as a power player and people are going to be really scared and want to align with her to go to the end with her, or people right off the bat are going to be like, hey, this girl's here to play. Let's get rid of her. Like, you're going to have a lot at the bottom, man. Like, I just don't see it going past week four, man.
All right. Neha, what do you think about Audrey? Do you think I screwed up as royally as Godfrey thinks?
I agree. Sorry, Jordan. She's one of my bottom picks because I did watch the interviews and she seems very standoffish. She kind of just seemed very disinterested when she was interviewing with Jeff and what he had to kind of say. And she's kind of just, in a sense, like a bit of attitude. Like, I understand, like, I got an attitude, but I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk to you with some respect. I'm going to, like, give you my eye contact. I'm going to give you some attention. But she just seemed like she was just kind of like, you know, whatever. Like, I know what I'm doing. This is how it is. Blah, 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 blah. Just very not personable in a sense. And I think is very, very key. Like, you gotta, like, you know, even if you're not the nicest person, you gotta act like you're pretty damn nice.
Pretend, exactly.
You know, like, you guys know, man, I gave a lot of hugs in that Big Brother house, and I did not want to at all.
You even gave me hugs.
Yeah. So I think she's just that personality, like, and especially the fact, reality is, unfortunately, women are seen, if they're, like, standoffish, like, they're just... They got a label put on them. You can be a guy and be an asshole and, like, be stush and all this shit, and no one's gonna care. But if you're a woman and you do that, it's gonna hurt you. And that's what's
with a guy, it's gonna be like, oh, he's assertive, but with a girl, it's gonna be like, nah, yeah, yeah. Like a bitch. What's she doing that?
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, I kind of get that attitude from her. Like, I want her to do well. I think it's just a great, you know, it's a great step forward in reality TV and just for the world and all that stuff, which is a side. But I think that, I really actually personally think that it shouldn't even matter. Like, whatever your sexual orientation is or whatever's going on in your life, that's a side. I'm talking pure Big Brother. Yeah. And just that attitude I got from her, like, people are going to be like, girls got some tude and no thank you.
All right. Well, you know, I disagree with you guys. I think that, I mean, again, Godfrey, the whole, I want blood on my hands and, like, all that stuff. I mean, yeah. I don't think that's the greatest idea, but I think the thing with Audrey that's going to help her is that she's the first, again, like I said, we've talked about this. She's the first transgendered house guest ever. And I think that a lot of people are going to in the house. Well, first off, America is going to love Audrey. And secondly, I think people in the house really like, are you really going to want to go after Audrey early on in the game? No way. I don't think so. Like, that's going to buy her some time. I think she's going to be able to build some relationships. She is a big fan of the show. She understands how this game works. And I think it's going to help her out. I think she can do very well in this game. I think she can be a competition beast. And I think she's got the potential. I mean, she's a boomer bust type of person. I think she could be out very early, or she could walk away as a winner of this game. We're going to have to wait and see. It's going to be very
right. She will intrigue a lot of people, and it might, like, motivate them to keep her around, since she's somebody so different, and people want to get to know her, want to get to know her life. So, hey, it could go both ways, but yeah.
We'll see. We will see. Godfrey, we'll keep it with you, my friend. You have the fifth overall pick in this draft. Why don't you let us know who you're going to select?
Okay. On the fifth pick, I'm actually surprised you guys didn't go for this guy right here, you know, like, and if you notice a trend, I'm going with the younger people here. I'm going to go with Clay, man, like the guy. Once again, I watched this casting video. He didn't seem to be as charismatic as like a guy like Austin, but he was still a guy who I know if he gets into that house, let's be honest, man, this guy's got the look, man. The girls are going to be freaking scratching, clawing, trying to get at him, you know. Like, and I think by that alone, we'll buy him at least 2 weeks, man. Like, let's be honest, hot people don't get voted out early on. And another thing, now strategy-wise, I really like this guy's strategy of stay in the shadows. When they asked him, who do you closely resemble? He picked somebody like Cody. And, like, it shows me he's a guy who wants to, like, stay behind the scenes, not talk too much. Once again, in his video, he wasn't doing a lot of talking. He seems so reserved. And if he can apply that in the game and not come out guns blazing and just chill, let people recruit you. Like, you're already an athletic. He's a football player. Like, people are going to want him in the alliance early on. And, like, if he executes the strategy again, I think he's got the potential to win this game. I see Hayden when I look at this guy. Hayden 2.0. Drew 2.0, man. I got high hopes. Like, you know, I'm surprised you guys didn't pick him, man. Like, seriously, I want to hear why.
Okay, well, you know what? I want to throw this to Neha. Now, Godfrey, you brought up some very good points. Neha, one thing I want to ask you about Clay is, I think, let's be honest here, this guy is definitely going to be getting into showmats. I mean,
he's
absolutely.
Is this going to help him, or in the words of our great friend Bobby Halad, is this going to be a detriment to his game?
Oh, man. Okay. I personally, I think this guy is so dry. He is literally the most blah person. I don't care how freaking good looking you are. If you don't got a personality, go away. So, yeah, he's, going to be, physically appealing. And honestly, Godfrey, I think the only reason he chose Cody as a similar player is because they look the same and Cody's a good-looking guy. I really think this guy has no idea what Big Brother is.
He says he's never watched the show before, and he took 3 months binge-watching. So
yeah, and I think he probably doesn't have a real grasp of it. I think that he is just nada, nothing, and what will get him far is perhaps his looks, because one or two girls, you know, in this cast, there's a few typical girls that are gonna do nothing and go far, but I think there's a lot of strong girls that won't give a shit about how good looking he is, and they're not gonna want to romance him. So it might work in a cast like maybe ours or something, but I don't know. We seem like we have a lot of strong females here that are really not into the showmance, don't need to be in a showmance because they're already in relationships or they're not going to fall for a 22-year-old kid like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, he'll do good in comps when he needs to. I think I see that Hayden, that the ability is there, but I don't know. I think there's a lot of strong players in the cast as well, especially from the opposite sex, that I think might not be all about him. And you know what I mean? Like, for example, Zach went really far. Like, a lot of the girls in the house liked Zach. You know what I mean? Like, it helped him, like his appearance and whatnot. But I don't know how it's going to work with this guy, because the dynamic in this house is that there's a lot of stronger females, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
This guy's not going to stir up any trouble. Like, he said he wants to, stay chill and just lay back, you know. So I don't see him as somebody who's going to draw a lot of attention to himself, you know. And, the female strong players you're talking about, they're probably going to be targeting people like Jace, the loudmouths, people who are off-putting. And I kind of see him as somebody who's just going to be chilling there, cuddling or whatnot. And, you raised some good points, man. But I'm just saying, you know, just to, a counter-argument to that, I really think the fact that he's not planning on stirring up trouble, and he has never seen the show, so he's not, too much of a schemer, he might come across as the more genuine of the group, you know?
Yeah.
Jordan, you know, back me up here, man.
Yeah, you know what, Godfrey, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Godfrey, absolutely. And I think a guy that Clay reminds me a little bit of is Shane Meany from Big Brother 14. I think that he's the kind of guy who he's very good looking. He's going to be very good in these physical competitions. And he's not, I mean, like you guys were saying, he's very bland. He's a boring kind of guy, but I think that's going to help him. He's not really going to piss anybody off. I mean, at least at first glance, based on these interviews. So I think early on, it's going to help him. And again, like Godfrey said, people like attractive people. That's a thing. That is a thing in Big Brother. So
why did I get voted out so early then?
Why did we?
That doesn't make any sense.
Neha, you are way too hot, man. You went above and beyond what it was now intimidated attractiveness.
True.
It was not just she's hot. It was okay.
Yeah, that was the problem, I think. And also, I mean, it was the Ginger Ninja. I mean, let's be real. Whatever Greg says goes, right? But this isn't a Big Brother Canada 3 conversation. So let's move on. Godfrey just made the fifth pick. He took Clay Honeycutt. We are going to go back to Neha Serene. Neha, who are you going to pick overall? You got two picks in a row here.
All right, okay. So my pick is Meg.
Meg?
Yeah.
Meg?
Yeah, okay. I know, don't laugh at me. But I think that she actually could be intelligent. And I think she has a good personality. I think that it's not too off-putting. So I feel that it can get her far. I know you guys, I know a lot of you won't agree with me, but I like her.
Yeah,
like
Godfrey, what do you think about Meg?
Meg has absolutely no business being there. She seemed way, way too enthusiastic right off the bat, like a kid going to an ice cream truck. Like, she seems like way too excited, man. I'm like, girl, tone it down a notch. Like, this is Big Brother. You're not going to Disneyland or something like that. The only redeeming quality she had was at least she was smart enough to say that she's not going to dive into a showman. She understands how detrimental they can be, as Bobby would put it. And like, and also the fact that, like, you know, she's a self-professed loudmouth. She embraces the fact that she's loud, and she's aware of that. So I feel like she'll be more able to, like, control that and use it to her benefit, you know, and be like, yeah, I am the annoying chick, you know, like, keep me around, as opposed to somebody who is annoying and doesn't even know that they are. And, like, once again, like, the house guests might not even receive her as annoying. They might just see it as, oh, this is this fun-loving girl. But, like, I think, like, strategy-wise, she didn't really articulate her strategy well. Her strategy was like, okay, I'm going to be open to alliances. Okay, that's not a strategy. That's just like, that's something that like anyone can say, you know, even a bum on the street can be like, yeah, I'll be open to alliances. I'll listen to people. Like, hey, I really hope she does well, because she's somebody who I'll definitely tune in to watch. She's entertaining, one of the more energetic people of the bunch. But like strategy-wise, like she has no business being there, yo. Hopefully Vanessa or one of the stronger females can lead her down the right path. That's her only chance, man.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with, I do hear your points, Godfrey, but you know, I don't hate the pick as much as some other people might. Yeah. And Neha, I actually kind of like this pick. And the thing with Meg is that, that not a lot of people know this. She's good friends with Andrea Belkey from Survivor, Redemption Island, and Survivor Fans versus Favorites. So she's familiar with reality television. Mm-hmm. She's good. Mm-hmm. She knows Frankie Grande, I've heard, as well.
Yep.
She's met him before. So I think that, who knows how close she is with these people, but if she knew, like, know them personally, she's probably had a chance to talk to these people, get some advice from them, and perhaps this is sort of like her persona that she's just playing in casting. Who knows?
But I think really that Meg,
yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah, Godfrey, I agree with you. I hope so, because if not, I think she's going to be in trouble a little bit here. But she does have some good ideas. I think she's probably on the right track. So we'll see. She's an interesting character. I don't know if she's got winner potential. But you never know. I mean, stranger things have happened. Okay, so Neha, you just made that pick. That was number 6 overall. We're going right back to you. Number 7, who are you taking?
I am taking, and again, I think you guys might be like, what the hell? But I like this guy, and I pick James.
Jace, that's a good
James,
pick.
No, James.
Oh, James.
Thank you. I was about Jace?
Yeah. No, I don't like Jace at all. He's on my bottom, okay? I want James. He's in my top. He was actually my 4th pick, but
whatever.
Okay.
Why the love for James?
I think that people are going to disregard him initially. Just completely disregard him. They're going to look at him and think nothing of him, and it's going to take him a little further. It's going to take him far initially. I don't think he's watched the show as much, is what I got from him.
Yeah.
So I think that might be beneficial in this sense, because he seems like a very laid back personality. He also says that he's has a daughter. And like, I know that I don't like the whole playing for your, you know, like, I have a daughter, so don't.
Bro, I have a daughter.
I don't like that. But I think that like, he wants the money. Like when you're fighting for something, like, you legit, like, he didn't care about, appeasing America. He's like, no, forget it. I'll be the villain. I want money.
He's gonna keep his eye on the ball,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the main thing for him is that he's gonna go under the radar. Initially, people are gonna disregard him. They're gonna think he's maybe not. He didn't, by his appearance, he doesn't look like he would be very intelligent, know much about the game. It's not someone that I'd walk in and be like, okay, I want to take him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that that's gonna benefit him, and I think it'll take him far.
I think it's a solid pick. I think that, again, I think, like you said, I think he could definitely slip under the radar. I think people are going to underestimate him in this game. But we'll see. Again, it's a thing of fitting in people. So that could come and hurt him in the end of the day, but we're going to have to wait and see. Godfrey, you've got the 8th overall pick, my friend. Who you got?
The 8th overall pick. All right. I'm going to go, like, speaking of people who don't look that intelligent, I'm going to go with John. The dentist.
I love him.
Johnny Mac.
This pick, I love him.
Oh, man. This is why I like Johnny Mac, you know. Like, the guy, he doesn't come across as really intelligent. As a matter of fact, like, let's just be honest, yo. The guy comes across as though he's really dumb. doesn't know what he's doing, but he's a dentist, really educated.
He's smart,
you know,
for
like
sure.
I've never been to like, you know, dentist school, but like I know it sure as hell takes a lot of work, you know, anything in the medical field. So he's definitely a smart guy. I think he's really calculated. And like the way he talked about his strategy, he said that he doesn't want to come across as smart, so he's actually going to use that to his advantage. I sense like a kind of Judge 2.0 who nobody's going to take seriously, and it's going to buy him a lot of weeks in the house to really find himself, you know? And like those few weeks are crucial. Like you need to be safe for at least 3 or 4 weeks just to find your footing in the game. And I think that his look alone, as soon as he opens his mouth, people are going to be like, ah, don't worry about John, man. Like, he's cool. We ain't gotta worry about him coming after us, you know? Like, so the only thing here left is that he'd be able to actually, like, play a game good enough for him to win. But I definitely sense that he's going to go deep. And he has a way better shot than a lot of the other people, to be quite honest.
Okay, Neha, I'm going to throw you a question.
Yeah.
Can a guy who calls himself Johnny Mack, the rock star dentist, survive longer than a month in the Big Brother house? I mean, let's be honest. What do you think?
You know what? I'm just pulling for him because he's a doctor, and I want the doctor to win this year.
Yeah, right?
But
yeah.
No, I actually like him. I know he has like a really, really insane personality, but I think people are going to look at him and be like, this guy's a freaking idiot. Like, who cares about him?
Exactly.
And he's small and he's skinny, but he states that he's actually really fit. You know, there's some small, skinny guys that actually can be very, very fit, right? So I think, like, if that is the case, that will help him. I think that the fact that people think, like, I thought he was freaking drunk. So I'm like, the fact that he's like that all the time. People are gonna be like, literally, this guy does not know what's going on. Like, you know, let him play or like let him stay in the game. And I think the main thing is that people are gonna think he's an idiot, and I think that's gonna really help him out because he has to be intelligent. I mean, if he's a dentist, you know, he went through that schooling.
Yeah.
I think he understands the game, and I think he'll be able to downplay it more than like people like me and you, JP. Like we went in there like, we're freaking super fans, or actually Godfrey, who acted like he wasn't a super fan, and we knew he was. So I think he'll be able to cover up the fact that he is a super fan, maybe even like better than someone like Steve, who is a super fan, and he'll be a little more obvious about it. You know what I'm saying? So I personally think that Johnny Mack could go far unless his personality is seen as way too annoying. In that case, then, you know, it might be an easy reason to get rid of him. Like, oh, this guy's really annoying. Let's just take him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I agree with the super fan thing. I think that, you know, Steve, as soon as that guy walks in the house, I mean, let's be real. If any of us are in there and we see Steve Moses, we're like, hey, this kid's a super fan. We know why he's here. You see Johnny Mack and you think, okay, this guy's here because he's insane and he got recruited. So I think he'll be able to play off the super fan thing a little bit more. But again, what you said, Neha, about him being annoying, I think people are really going to get annoyed by this guy. Yeah. I love him personally. He's awesome. Yeah. He's one of my personal favorites this season.
Yeah.
But I think that, and he's going to be dynamite in the diary room. He's going to make excellent television. But I think that that is going to hurt him. And I really, just some of the ideas he was saying, he talked about if he was in a large alliance, he would blow it up on purpose just because that's not fun to watch on TV. So I don't know.
Not smart.
No. But hey, great for us as fans. We're going to get to see some excellent television from this guy. And we like good TV, right? Godfrey, Neha, you guys like good TV.
We love it.
Man, hey.
I
hope he does some crazy stuff, man. Like, that's why I'm rooting for this guy. You know, like, I know he's going to make those oh my gosh moments, you know, like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we are done with the 8th overall pick. We're coming up with number 9. I've got back-to-back hit picks here. I've got picks 9 and 10. So, all right, we've got an interesting pool of people left here. Johnny Mack is out. All right. You know, I'm going to go with the number 9 pick. I'm going to take a guy who Neha already said is very low on her board, and that is Jace Agali from Dunwoody, Georgia. He's a personal trainer. This guy reminds me a little bit of Hayden Voss from Big Brother 16.
Yeah.
I think he's a very likable guy. In my opinion, he's got some good social skills, and he's a fan of this game. But Neha, I want to hear, why are you so low on this guy?
Try hard. That's it. Two words for him. Try hard. He is going to be the guy that's going to go in there and try to be the cool guy and try to fit in. I don't give a shit about fitting in with people. Like, I'll play the game and, you know what, I'm going to do my own strategy. But he's going to try to be cool. And when you try to fit in and you try to be cool, you don't. And that's what I see with him. I think that he's like, a goofball, but at the same time, like, his whole thing is that he wants to play for America and he wants to be liked, and I think he's going to want to fit in. And then he's going to see, like, the cast is, like, a good-looking cast. There's, like, some good-looking guys, some good-looking girls. He's going to want to fit in with them and be with the cool kids, like, and be the cool kids alliance, perhaps. I don't care about the cool kids alliance. I want to be on the outskirts, and that's the kind of players that I'm going to root for, you know what I mean? And also, like, you, if you want America to love you, like, people love the underdogs. People don't love, like, the cool kids as a whole. So you shouldn't be going for that effect. It's not going to be beneficial for you. And I
hear you 100%. Godfrey, what do you think? Same thing?
Like, Jace, like, he seems way too intense of a guy, you know? Like, he's the only way he's close to Hayden is in the resemblance. They have long hair. But, like, personality-wise, he's, like, Hayden's more obnoxious brother, you know? Like, he even says it himself. He wants to establish himself as a strong player early on. Like, who does that? Like, dude, this is not freaking survival where you want to be strong. That's so that people can rely on you to fetch fire. This is Big Brother. You want to be the weak player right off the bat. You don't want to show people that you're too strong. But I feel like he's the guy who's going to want to be a leader early on. And as Neha said, this cast has a lot of people who are also like that. And, like, you're going to see some personalities clash when, like, everybody's trying to be the leader, especially all the strong females we have. They're not going to appreciate some 23-year-old kid like Jace trying to tell them what to do or recruit them in his alliances, you know. I just think he needs to play chill on those first few weeks. He's another guy who also said he wants to win the first HOH. Like, I don't know why a lot of people in this cast are gunning for the first HOH. Like, it's going to be one interesting season, man, like, when you got everybody trying to win.
I think, you know what, the first HOH thing, I think that, I mean, like, I hear you, like, I mean, personally for me, I think it's a bad idea. But sometimes it can be a good idea. You can use it well. I think McCray and Big Brother 15 did a great job of this. And that was, he built strong relationships with first HOH. So, I mean, we'll see. It can be interesting. I think Jace could go either way again, but I think that he's going to be a likable guy. And to me, he seemed pretty laid back. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I saw the wrong interview. I'm not quite sure. Okay. We're coming up next with the number 10 pick. But before that, we got a question. Jacob Brabant wants to know which contestants will bogey and who will be on Parhar, and I don't see the rest of this, so I'm gonna assume this is gonna be on my show. So who do you guys think is going to be out really early in this thing? Neha, I mean, who do you think is gonna be first out? Let's just go right now. Give it to me. Who do you think?
People are gonna hate me, but my choice is Audrey.
Yeah. Okay. And just because she's different, that's why?
No, not because she's different. It's because she seems standoffish.
Standoffish, okay. Godfrey, who do you think? Who do you think's first out?
To be honest, like, I'd say Becky.
Becky, okay.
I'd say either Becky or Jace. I'd lean towards Becky more because, like, usually, like, people who are strong are not targeted that early on. Like, you know, they got to go for somebody who will not be missed. And, like, Becky, here's my problem with her. I think she's going to clash with a lot of the women in the house. Because, like, from all the casting interviews I've seen of her, she talks a lot about how she's good at organizing women and working with them. Here's a quote I'll actually give you from her. She says she knows how to work and manage women.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, in the big of the game, you're not going to be managing anybody. These people are not there to be managed, especially by you, some freaking lady that they've never met with a retail manager. Like, come on. And, like, I feel like she's going to be a Joey. She's going to try and, like, build some all-girl alliance when the girls are not yet ready for her. And, like, I feel like she's not going to give them that time to actually get to know each other. And that's why I think right off the bat, the guys are going to catch on to her and be like, hey, this girl's trying to start something. Let's get rid of her. Safe pick. The girls are probably going to be annoying. My opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think that, Becky's one of these people. She could be first out. She could be Victoria. I don't know. She's a big fan of the game. But Godfrey, man, Guiza, look at you with all these notes tonight. You got all these quotes. I mean,
bro, I got three pages, man.
Oh, my gosh. Hold that up again. Let's see that again.
Bro.
Oh, my gosh. Godfrey, bring in the notes. I am very impressed. Now, that is all it's not very legible on the screen, but I trust that they are very philosophical words because, really, I mean, you are the Godfather. Very intelligent individual. So thank you, Godfrey, for doing this research.
No problem, man. I take this seriously.
You do, man. Okay, we just had the number 9 pick, which was Jace. I've got the number 10 pick. We're going to start off this round here. And there's not, I mean, now, I mean, we're getting into, you know, the last two people here. I am going to take, looking at my notes here. I've got these loaded up here. I'm going to go with, somebody, you know, last year we had, Devin had a daughter and I love Devin. Dave Vaughn has a daughter and I love Dave Vaughn. So Dave Vaughn is my pick.
Dave Vaughn.
I love her.
Dave Vaughn. Okay. She's a poker dealer. Now I had Alex Kidwell tweeted me and he said, does she really need to lie about being a poker dealer? All these people lie about their jobs all the time. Neha, do you think it's a good idea to lie about being a poker dealer? Let's be real.
Well, you know what? The thing is that she stated in her interview that in order, like, we don't know, like, we don't play poker, we're not dealers. So, yeah, but so she states that in order to be a dealer, you have to know how to play the game. So, like, you're not just going to say a statement like that if it doesn't make any sense, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I actually think, like, I actually want to Google this after to see if it's legit. She's probably, like, a legit dealer, the way she's making it sound. So you probably do need that knowledge. And perhaps this is actually a very smart move for her, because imagine this Vanessa girl coming in and then her knowing she's a dealer.
Yeah.
She might know that this girl's smart. That's what I think. People are like, what's wrong with this girl? Why is she saying, like, keep this shit, you're just a dealer? Don't disregard someone's profession. Like, she clearly knows what's up. You know, we don't know. So I like her. As I said, I want those two to team up. I think they'd be like a fierce, dynamic duo. So I'm all about her. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point, Neha. And not a lot of people keep bringing up the fact that, oh, Davon's going to know who Vanessa is. But nobody really brings up the fact that the point that you just brought up, which is that Vanessa might be very
Davon
because she's a poker dealer. So that's a very good point. Okay, so I think Davon, I think she's got the skills to go deep in this game. I've got her at Vanessa, so I'm hoping they team up. We will see. Number 11 pick, Godfrey. You're up, my friend.
Oh, man. I was going to pick Dave Vaughn, too, but, like,
no.
She's taken. I'm going to go for my second option. Let me go through these notes. Ha! You guys are making this tough for me now.
Nothing left.
Whoa. No.
It's getting thin.
I'm going to have to go with Jason, you know. I would have picked him way earlier on, but, like, you know, like I said, this is, like, a really tight cast, man. Like, you can never tell who's going to do well. Like, they each have their pros and their cons. But here's why I really think Jason's going to do well. The kid says he's a great competitor. And, like, he says that he wants to be, as he put it, the gay glue. And, like, I don't know if you guys heard that. Like, what it actually means is that similar to somebody like Andy. He wants to be that guy who unites the girls to start their all-girl alliance. So, like, he actually wants to create it for himself. And I think he has great potential to do that. He seems like somebody who would get along with women and get along with a lot of guys at the same time. And, like, I think that socially, he's got the skills to be in there, not be off-putting to many people. And I think a lot of people are going to be welcoming to work with him. A lot of people are going to get the vibe that, like, he's a super fan right away, just kind of his nerdy look. And that might be to his advantage, because they're going to be like, hey, this guy's smart. I want the smart guy on my team. So I think he's going to go, like, he's going to go really far, man. And he says he's good at endurance comps. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but
we'll see. I mean, I said I was good at endurance comps, too, and look what happened.
Hey.
But here's the thing. The thing with Jason, he said that he wants to form this all-girls alliance, and it seems like he's very adamant on making this girls thing work. And I think that there could be two different outcomes with him. He could end up, like Godfrey said, I mean, hey, he could be amazing. He's a huge super fan. He could be like someone like an Andy Heron from Big Brother 15. He could end up being a complete shark, amazing at this game, very solid player. Or he could end up being like someone like Bo Beasley from Big Brother 6. I don't know if you guys remember Bo.
We know Bo.
So Neha, what do you think about Jason? Do you think that he's a huge super fan? Is this going to hurt him like it's hurt some super fans in the past? And do you think he's going to be able to pull off this all-girls alliance? Because realistically, this hasn't really happened ever in Big Brother.
Never.
Can it happen?
Man, so Jason's like a really unique personality, I think. Like, I love him at a personal level because his three favorite things are the same as my three favorite things, which is Big Brother, Nicki Minaj, and fashion. So I love him. But his personality, it's so massive, and I think that he knows, like, he's not able to downplay that. And I think that will be a problem for him. I think he's either going to go out early, or if he slides by, he can make it far. But I kind of feel like he might just go out early. But I like the fact that he's like, he's going to be cunning. He's going to stab anyone in their heart, in their eye, in their leg, or whatever. He'll be cutthroat. So if he gets by the first few weeks, I think he could potentially do well. But yeah, like, I don't know. I think his personality, though, I don't think he's going to be able to downplay it. I think he already knows that. Like, that personality that he has, it's not the type
you can hide. Yeah.
You can't hide it, but it's a little, like, again, a little bit of, like, a little too much attitude where it might be off-putting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a bit attuned to him. Like, the attitude that's not, like, I want to chill with you attitude, the kind of attitude that really
it's like the male Audrey, pretty much.
Yeah, like, you're kind of a bitch, and, like, not a nice bitch, you know what I mean? So I
think, not a nice bitch. Tell me, what is a nice bitch? Like,
well, like, I can be a little bitchy, but I'm so nice, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Neha. Oh, you're killing me. I love you so much. I think Jason, yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's to some people, I think he's going to be super endearing. I mean, have you guys heard his voice? This guy is the best voice I've ever heard. He's got this Boston accent, and he's also got this, you know, like, just this flamboyancy about him. Oh, he's just awesome. I love this guy. And he follows all of us on Twitter. So I think we all need to.
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's at DJ Roy, if you're interested. He's watching every single season of Big Brother, of the English speaking Big Brothers. That's what he claims. So he watched us play. So clearly he knows not to volunteer to go on the block. So that's his start. Hopefully that'll help him in this game. And hopefully he won't get blood on these hands, y'all. So Neha, you've got the 12th pick. Let's hear it.
Oh my God. Okay. So, all right. It's kind of like I'm in between two people, and both. Okay. So right now, are we actually picking people that we think potentially win? Because
You're picking who's gonna. Who do you think of these?
Who has a better chance? Yeah,
gonna win. It's very hard at this point.
I know, because it's like we've picked everyone who potentially could win. I think. All right, I'm going to go with Liz. I know it's a bit. I'm between Liz and Shelley, but I'm picking Liz. I'm picking Liz. I know. The only, like, I don't really think that she could win, but the only reason I'm saying is because based on what we have left, and also the fact that I think that she could potentially just get into a showman's and he'll shield her, and that being Clay. I think her and Clay are solid. They're going to be together for sure.
Meant to be.
And I think that's her only route, like, you know, like, she'll be with him, and then, like, the target will be him as opposed to her. And then she can slide by. Because I think she's blah. I think she's going to be... She's a typical girl that doesn't know anything. And that, you know, doesn't really know the game. It's going to be boring. But she'll just slide by if she's got her man by her side, I think. I don't know. That might be a little harsh, but I don't know.
Hey, that's the truth, man. Like,
I don't know.
Godfrey, I got a question for you. You're a guy who you hated showmances. You're like, I'm coming after the showmances, bro. I'm going after you, Zach, and all this stuff. But do you think that Liz has any chance in this game if she doesn't get a showmance? What do you think? Oh, did we lose Godfrey? Neha, are you still there?
I'm there.
Okay.
Godfrey's frozen.
I'm going to pitch this to you, Neha, then.
Okay.
Do you think she has any chance if she doesn't get in the showmance?
No.
Hold on, Jordan, just come again. Yeah? I'm having a little technical difficulty here, Jordan. Can you just come again with that question?
Yeah. So, do you think Liz has a chance without if she doesn't get a showmance? Does she have any chance? Because I know you said you hated showmances on your season. So, what do you think?
Okay. Here's the thing with Liz. Like, a lot of people in this cast, a lot of the girls and guys have said that they don't want to come across as, like, smart, and, like, they're gonna downplay their intelligence. And here with Liz, like, she's not going to have to do any of that because, like, she actually doesn't seem to be smart, like, for real. And she even says herself that, like, she's hoping to find a guy who can shield her, which is the smartest thing she said in her interview. She's not subtle at all. Like, she is not a master strategist. She knows off the game. Like, I don't think she'll be able to execute any actual strategic moves. But her biggest strength would be in competition. She's a girl who said she wants to win competitions. She wants to win HOH. She wants to win POV. And as she put it, she wants to be a fierce competitor. And I think that is probably her only redeeming quality. If she can be a next Rachel or Janelle and be able to win a lot of comps, that would definitely earn her a lot of respect, you know, because at the end of the day, Big Brother, it is a social game, but the comps definitely do come into play. But otherwise, strategically and without, like, a showman, like, I think she's going to get eaten alive in there. Like, she's going to be somebody who people are going to make moves through her since she's so willing to win these competitions. Like, some people are going to have a field day, man. Like, that's, like, bread to them.
Absolutely.
Not a bad pick, though, Neha. Like,
no.
I think she has a better chance than a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
And I think at this point, too, I mean, we're grasping at straws here. There's not a lot of people left. So you got to, I mean, Liz, I mean, yeah, like you said, Neha, I think she gets in a showman. I think it's definitely going to help her out here. Okay. Yeah. So we've made 12 picks. There are 14 people in this cast. Now, there's lots of rumors that there's going to be 16 people, whatnot. Who knows? But for the sake of this draft, we're just going to pick from these 14. Now, the problem is there are only two people left. There are three of us left that need to pick. So today, first off, before we get into this next thing, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Yeah. You guys are awesome. We all love you so much. And Godfrey, Happy Father's Day to you, man. How's Daisy doing, your cat?
Oh, man, my freaking Daisy. Where's that little rascal, man? Yeah, she's doing well, man. Like, she didn't give me no Father's Day gift today, but, like, you know, it's all good. I love you, Daisy. Don't stress me when I wake up.
Thank all right, so yeah, no worries, man. We gotta give props out to those dads out there. Okay,
absolutely.
So in order to determine who get these next two people, this podcast is sponsored by Twistos.
Twistos
twist, ladies and gentlemen.
So, that means I'm going home. I'm not getting it.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you guys some true or false questions. And whoever this is just sudden death because we don't want to go back. So I'm going to ask you some true and false questions about some of your favorite Big Brother players. So and I've chosen one for each of you. I chose Ronnie Talbot for my good friend Godfrey, and I chose Kacer Reedha for Neha because I know you love Kacer. Okay, so we're gonna let this thing go, see what happens, and whoever comes away on top is going to get this secret power. So I will let you know afterwards what that is. But here we go. Godfrey, we'll start with you. Your first question, true or false? Ronnie Talbot was the only member of the Brains Clique in Big Brother 11 to not make the jury. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Godfrey, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Bronny was the only member of the Brains not to make the jury.
Although,
hold on. Did Sheena make it, or did they let her go on the jury? I don't know.
No, she didn't go on the jury. Yeah.
She didn't go on the jury. Okay, so never mind. Godfrey, you're right.
I don't think she
did. Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I need to look this up. Somebody look this up and tweet me. I'm a terrible super fan. I'm doing these questions on the fly. You know what? We're going to scratch that question. Godfrey, I'll give you a different one.
Yes.
Okay. Because we don't know the correct answer to this one. Okay, Ronnie Talbot finished in ninth place on Big Brother 11, true or false?
I got to do the math real quick. I'm gonna wing that and say true.
Ronnie came in 10th place on Big Brother 11. So I gave you two shots. You got one wrong.
Always that close, man.
Oh, man. Okay, so here we go. Neha, you can win it right here. You can win this special power. One and done. You just got to get this question right.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. True or false? Kacer Reedha is the first house guest in Big Brother history to finish in the exact same place he finished on his subsequent season as he finished in on his initial season. So did that question make sense to you?
Yeah, I think it's true.
The answer is true.
Yes!
In 10th place again. Janelle finished third and third on Big Brother 6 and Big Brother All-Stars, but because Kacer was voted
freaking
out earlier, he finished there first. So, Neha, you have won this special power.
Okay.
And guess what? In official Twistos fashion, it's an instant eviction. So, Neha, the power is now yours.
Oh my God!
You have won head of household. You have the first pick of one of these two people left. We have Shelly and we have Becky left. So you can pick either one of those. Godfrey or myself is going to get the other one, but you have the power to evict either of us. We're both nominated again.
You're lucky Godfrey, I do this company, huh?
Godfrey, here we go. Godfrey, You have your save me speech right now. Convince Neha 30 seconds why she should save you.
Neha, you got to save me, you know, like, you got to keep floaters. Even though it's just a podcast, man, like, you already know you have a better chance of getting more hits if you're on the podcast with me than with Jordan. You want to shine, or you want Jordan to take away all the swag from you? So keep me, evict Jordan, and you can have all the rated.
All right. Okay. Neha.
Okay.
My pitch to you is simply this. I don't have a pitch, to be honest. I suck. Here's what it is. Neha, here's my pitch. I suck so bad at Big Brother.
Yeah.
And therefore, I mean, if we just look at this statistically, I'm probably going to suck in this draft too anyway. So by giving me the extra person, it's not really going to matter whether or not I have that person. If I have the last person in this draft, it's not going to make a difference. Godfrey, on the other hand, this dude is a beast. He's convinced all of us that he naps all the time. He doesn't care about this draft. Meanwhile, he's got all these notes. He's studying. He's got quotes from these interviews. He knows what's going on. He's got a solid team. My team sucks. So just let me have this extra person. So, all right, here we go.
Okay, guys.
You have the vote, the sole vote to evict in this instant eviction. Neha, the floor is yours.
Okay, so the reality here is that it doesn't freaking matter who gets the pick, okay? Because both of these two ladies, none of them's going to win. So what I would like to do here is, what I would have loved to do in Big Brother, is I want you guys to pick a number between 1 and 10, because it really doesn't freaking matter. And whoever has the closest number, you get to stay in the game and the other person's evicted.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because it literally doesn't matter.
I'll pick 5.
Godfrey, you bastard. Okay, that's what I was going for. Oh, all right. Well, you're forcing me to make a decision. Okay, I will pick 6.
Okay, well, my number was 10. So, Godfrey,
you have been evicted. How does it feel to be the first house guest ever evicted from the Big Brother Rahapa podcast? How does it feel?
Oh, man. Being evicted at all is just a foreign feeling to me, man. it feels different, man, you know. I think I played a great game. I made some good picks. My last plea was totally foolish and did not make any sense. And yeah,
it feels weird. You should have asked me to dance, Godfrey. I would have picked you for sure then.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Godfrey Manguiza has been evicted from this draft, so he does not have a pick again. His team is set. Neha, you've got the next pick, pick number 13. Who you got?
I'm going to have to go with... now I have to look at my notes. Oh, I don't even know.
There's only 2 people left.
I know. You know what? I'm just going to go for who I think I would like better, and I think that maybe do better because she might have a little more knowledge, and that'd be Shelly. Because I just think that, I don't care for Becky at all. I think Shelly is, you know, she's a little older, so she might have a little more maturity to her. It could be beneficial or it could be a hindrance. But she claims that she is very adaptable. So, you know, you can say that. I don't know if that's actually going to show through. But if that is the case, that'd be fitting for this game to be have the ability to be adaptable. And also, her favorite food is chocolate. And that's my favorite food. So, that's another reason.
There you go. You know what? Shelly is an interesting character on this show because, I mean, she's 33 years old. She's single. She's open for a showman. She's gorgeous. I mean, we haven't really seen anybody like this. I think that, yes, I mean, she's the oldest person in this house for the women. But... she's not, I feel like she's going to fit in just fine with these guys.
Yep.
I'm trying to like come up with somebody she's comparable to. I can't even really think of anyone, maybe like a Tanya from Big Brother 3. I mean, other than that, there's really, I mean, I can't, she's unique. Yeah. It's interesting to watch her play this game. Godfrey, what do you think about Shelly?
Well, like, I don't know. I think Shelly, you know, it's actually fitting that she is an interior designer. I think she has a good chance of redesigning the game of Big Brother. Like, she knows the game, and she said that she's gonna play like Derek, but she wants to like emulate him, and it's not just gonna go exactly the way he played. She's gonna like put her own spin to it. And like, I think she has a good shot of doing that, man. Like, look at us right now. Like, everybody overlooked her, and I think it will be no different in the house. They're gonna overlook her. She's gonna be nobody's pick. And then that's going to allow her to possibly go even further. Her interview did not come off-putting. I couldn't say that I did not like her. I was just indifferent. Yeah. And like, hopefully, that is a positive, and that's something that will allow her to go farther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's a strong woman. I think that, I mean, she's independent. She's recently divorced. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Like you said, yeah, she didn't really wow me. I liked her. She was likable, but I mean, I don't really know if she's got the strategic acumen for this game that's necessary in order to win, but it'll be interesting to watch her play. Okay. So we're at pick number 14. I've got no choice. I'm taking Becky. I like Becky a lot more than you guys. I think she's a big fan of this game. She's 26 years old. She seems calm. She's a super fan. Yeah. She said she's like knows how to manage people and all this stuff. And she's only a retail manager, and Godfrey said she's an idiot for thinking that, but you know what? I mean, I don't know. I liked her. I think she could end up in one of these showmances potentially. The guys are going to like her. I think the girls are going to like her. She's not going to piss anybody off. I could see her as maybe like a Nicole type from Big Brother 16. Neha, am I crazy or what?
What I think of Becky is she's going to go far because she's so, or I think she'll be irrelevant. And sometimes the most irrelevant people are the ones that go far because they're blah, they got nothing going on, you know, and so why would you get rid of them? You know what I mean? Like, she's not gonna be a target. So she will go far. Will she win the game? Maybe she'll be like a Victoria in the sense where like she could go to the end, but no one's gonna give her the 500K, you know what I mean? Because there'll probably be a more deserving winner at the end. That's my thoughts on her, but I think that I definitely think that she's gonna go to jury at least for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Oh man,
Godfrey, do you think she's gonna end up in a showmance, or do you think she's gonna ride it solo for this game?
Oh man, like I don't quite remember what she said like in regards to showmances when she was asked, but like just like I really think that like she's just gonna piss the girls off, man. Like one of her quotes from her interview, she's like, "I know how to motivate women." Like, as if she's going to, like, you know, like, I feel like she's going to underestimate the intelligence of the women in the house, and she's going to try so hard to play that role of the motivator, the one setting things up. And the only redeeming quality she has is that she understands not to make big moves early on. She said she doesn't want to stir the pot too soon, and she said that she's going to be quiet at the beginning. So, like, she has a great approach to the game, man. This is a girl who you can tell she studied it. She knows what to do. But, like, is the execution going to be there? It's like me. I know that, hey, if I'm playing soccer, I got to score more goals than the other team. But can I actually do that? So knowledge alone is not enough. You need the personality that goes along with it so that you can execute the strategy you're talking about. The only way you can play like Derek is if you're a guy who is like Derek, who is not too loud, who is low-key. You can't play that game if you're Frankie Grande, you know? You got to play like Frankie. And I feel like she's trying to play a game that will not be, you know, reflective of her character and who she is. And the game she intends to play is going to be so hard just because of her personality, man. Like, this is a girl who's loud, who looks like she's going to be really irritating. And if she had embraced that and said, hey, I'm going to, like, you know, just be the joker in the house, I'd be like, girl, you're going to go far. But, like, you know, like Victoria, like, freaking, like Neha put it, man. She's gonna go far, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
not because of his strategy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think she's got some potential. I think you guys might be sleeping on her a little bit too much. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm gonna butcher this. At Jaul BB wants to know: is there a pass twist from any of the seasons of BB Can you would like to see on Big Brother 17? Okay, that's an interesting question. Neha, I'm sure I know what you would say you would not like to see, and that's the instant eviction.
Yeah.
What twist from Big Brother Canada would you like to see on Big Brother 17 this season?
I like the triple. I know people will hate me for saying that, but you know what? I liked it because everyone who was in the triple, like, they had a chance to, you know, come out of that. Like, they could have won the veto. They could have won the veto.
It's funny. I had a meet and greet yesterday with some fans, and one fan brought up to me that the thing with the triple that he liked was that it was in the house guest's hands. It wasn't Canada. It wasn't America voting on anything. It was just straight up like, yes, I mean, Kevin was in a rough spot because he was coming off of HOH. But I mean, at least it was the house guests had the decision to play in the comps. You guys had, Godfrey, you guys had a chance to win that HOH. You had a chance to win that. I think that's an interesting one to see if they would ever do that in Big Brother US. I'm sure as a fan, I mean, Neha, you watched it live. That must have been awesome television to watch.
It was great television. Like, I understand, like, the feeling. Like, I was, like, upset for Kevin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to go far and he was a good player. But, yeah, like, I mean, yeah, if we want to see good TV, like, we know there's going to be twists now, so make them big and bad then. Just do it. Make a quadruple. Take them all. Take half the team out.
Come on. No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, you guys know, like, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of twists because I really feel that it takes away from a strategic player in a sense.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, like, I was just talking shit about the triple, but I don't know. Like, I think BBUS is going to throw some shit in there that's going to be crazy this time. I think that every week's going to be something, like, just ridiculous. So I don't even think they need anything that we did.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with this season. It's the twist is the BB takeover for those that aren't familiar. So it's going to be a new twist each week that's happening. Maybe we're going to see some old twists from Big Brother US past. I mean, it could be very interesting. I know some of these people in this cast have twins, so maybe their siblings are going to have them. Who knows? But I'm very excited. It'll be fun to watch. Hopefully it won't be too twisty though and doesn't like hurt from the integrity or take away from the integrity of the game.
I agree. I hope so.
The basketball boss wants to know, Godfrey, which house guest do you think will be the next Lady Pleasa?
Like, for me, I'm going to have to go. This is definitely a no-brainer just by knowledge alone, man. I think Austin, he definitely has the Lady Pleaser quality in him. The guy says he has a freaking master's in romantic studies or something of that nature. Yeah. I didn't even know there was such a course.
Yeah.
And medieval romantic studies. Like, Like, so the guy actually, unlike me, has actually studied, like, women. And, like, he comes across as a guy, like, look, Neha, man. I know Neha has high standards. I will know. And she is saying she's in love with this guy already.
I like him.
He's going to have the charm for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Justin Brereton wants to know, besides don't volunteer for the block, what advice does Jordan have for Steve as the young super fan of this season? Well, for Steve, I wish I had a chance to talk to this kid before I went in the house because, I mean, I know what it's like to be in his position. I was one of the youngest guys on our season, and I was a huge super fan. I think the big thing you want to do is don't let people know how much you know about this game. For me, I mean, it's hard for someone like Steve because people are just going to assume that right away. But, I mean, I think the thing would be to just try not to, you know, do your own podcast in the Big Brother house on the live feeds like I did, stuff like that. Like, tone it down a little bit and try to just get to know people on a personal level. Talk about them, relate to them, try and fit in with other people. Don't try and get people to talk about, audio engineering and stuff like that he's interested in. He's got to try and acclimatize to the Big Brother 17 environment. Otherwise, I think he's going to get fried. Okay.
And to be honest, hey, like, I saw a lot of parallels between Steve and you, Jordan, because one thing Steve said in his casting interview, he said that he read like a book by Dan, and Dan said that in the 3 or 4 weeks he was in the house, he had only been asked a total of 5 questions about himself. That's because he wasn't talking about himself a lot. And I remember the same with you, Jordan. I don't think I ever even asked you about your life or where you're from, because you were so good at keeping the conversation about me and about whoever you were talking to.
Yeah.
Really, did you ever invite that person to ask you questions about your life? And, like, after you got evicted, I was like, holy, I never really asked Jordan, like, that much stuff about his personal life, because you hit it so well. And you're absolutely right. If he's able to do that and not volunteer to go on the block, he can go far.
Yeah, I think that's Big Brother 101. It should have been for me, but I think it now, especially, hopefully Steve watch Big Brother Canada.
Hopefully,
don't get comfortable. Do not volunteer to go on the block because it ends poorly. Even if your best buddy's HOH and he wins the power veto, he can still go wrong.
Trust no one.
Trust nobody. Slay everybody. Okay, Miranda H96 wants to know, agreed, Neha, I love Austin. Everything about him is gold. Well, that's more of a statement there. But Neha, I mean, just continue. I mean, let's go. Let's talk about our teams here a little bit. So yeah. Neha, let's go over your team. Who did you get? Let's go into, are you still confident that Austin is going to win this game? And yep. You stand behind your first overall pick.
I do. I really, really, really like him. I think that he has a lot of potential, even though he might look to be someone who will be a straight up target. I just think he will have that adaptability. He will have the ability to ensure that he is not the target. I really, really like Austin. I'm very, very happy with my first pick. And I forget, I think I got Meg. And who else did I get?
So you had Austin, you had Meg.
I got James, right?
James, and you got Liz. And you also got Shelly.
So I mean, like, in terms of my Austin, Meg, and James were in my top five.
Okay.
So my number.
So you, well then, you got three of my top five.
I got three of my top five picks. So I'm pretty pleased with these, and I think the next best person that got the best picks would be Godfrey, because he got Steve and Johnny Mac, and those are in my top five.
I love these Moses. Johnny Mac, though, I mean, I don't know. I love him for TV. You know what's going to happen when he's in the house. Okay, at Big Bro Always wants to know, Godfrey, which BB17 house guest do you think is most likely to want to eat chicken feet?
Oh, man. Oh, let me look through this. I have a couple of candidates here. Who is most likely to eat chicken feet? I honestly think it will probably be James. I think he's going to have a taste for chicken feet. You know, yeah. He seems like a guy, like, you know, ex-military. He'll eat anything, man. And I'm also going to go with Johnny Mac. You know, like I've heard chicken feet are good for the teeth, man. You're good for those cavities. So, like, you know, he's a dentist. He should know. Yeah.
Oh, those chicken feet. My man, Godfrey. Okay. Rhaegar Targaryen wants to know, who do you think will be the Peely/Victoria of this season? Now, I love Peely to death. So we're not going to talk about Peely here. We're talking about Victoria, someone who's going to be a goat that's going to get dragged to the final two. Neha, I want to hear yours. And then Godfrey, let's hear yours quick as well. Who do you think it's going to be?
For me, it's going to be in between Becky and Liz.
Becky and Liz. Yep. Okay. And just because of the showmance factor, I guess.
I actually think those two girls are both going to be competing with each other for the love of one of the guys, most likely Clay. I think either Lizard and Clay are going to hook up, or Becky and Clay, whichever one gets with him, they're going to be that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Godfrey, what about you?
Like, I'm going to go with Liz, definitely. I was going to say Becky, but, like, I've said enough trash about her already. I'm going to give her a rest right now, because, like, I don't want her to win in this whole thing and make myself look stupid once again, so I'm going to go with Liz. Yeah.
All right.
Because she even said it herself. She would like to be carried, like, she would embrace something like that, so, like, I think she'd fit right into that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Becky Burgess, we apologize greatly when you do.
We do.
You come across this podcast. I swear, Godfrey Manguiza and Neha Serena are great people. They're lovely. And I love you, so... Please, just don't take anything to heart. Taryn Armstrong wants to know, who do you think is going to be the villain this season? I have my answer. Neha, Godfrey, I want to hear what you guys think.
I think that it will be, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have a straight villain. I don't know.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
So
the villain is going to be Jason Roy.
No. I think that we're going to have a combination. Like, there are going to be people that are going to be cutthroat. I think that might be, like, Austin, and I think maybe Devon. I think Devon's going to, if, like, she goes far, like, if she makes it past the first couple weeks, I think she's going to have enough of that, like, attitude and drive to kind of just be vicious. And I that's what I like. So I think it might be her.
Godfrey, who do you think is going to be the villain this season?
To be honest, I kind of see Austin as being a really good villain, you know? Like, he even says, like, his pro wrestling name is Judas Devlin. Yes. Like, I just see him as a guy who's really going to have fun and really embrace the villain role in the show. And, like, you know, I think he's going to go along with it. Like Neha said, he's willing to be cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know he's an entertainer, and he's really going to milk that, you know? He's going to be actually happy to be seen as a villain, you know? I feel like he's somebody who's not going to try and shy away from it and hide it. He's going to be open about, like, you know, backstabbing people. He's going to be that guy in the DR who's really having a lot of fun.
I think for me, a lot of times in Big Brother, these villains, it's hard to find villains. And Robin Cass at casting, I love Robin Cass so much, but her job is going to be so hard because to find these villains, people that are great television, that are evil per se, they always tend to go out very early. It's tough to find somebody who is going to be around a long time. I think this season, we're going to have somebody crash and burn again. I think Johnny Mack, the Rockstar Dentist, I think he's going to be the villain of the season. I think he's going to be like backstabbing people. He said he hates super fans. I could see him calling out young little Steve and just being an asshole to him. So we'll see. Hopefully not, because I mean, I love the guy, but I think he's going to be our villain. It's going to be interesting to watch. Okay. At Illusion Ray wants to know, what do you think about the hashtag BB Takeover twist? So I briefly mentioned this. Neha, what do you think about this? There's going to be a twist each week. It's going to be something different. What do you think about this? Do you like this idea? Someone is coming into the house? Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you think? Do you like this? Godfrey?
I don't know. Do we think that it's going to be like a player enters the game every week?
So it's a person that comes into the house each week. That's a little bit vague. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a former house guest. I believe there will be some former house guests, but it could be, somebody from a CBS show promoting something somebody from Twistos promoting, buy Twistos. There's great. I don't know what it's going to be, right?
The only way I think it would be appealing is if it's someone entering the game as a player. Like perhaps every week it's kind of like for the first like 6 weeks, it's like a previous player from another season enters the game as a player. And then someone else that's already in the house is evicted. And then that person has to maintain so they can stay and make it to the end. That would be entertaining. If it's like the host of or like someone from Remedy or something comes in and hosts a competition, I don't give a crap. Or if Jeff comes in and hosts a comp, I don't care.
How dare you diss Remedy, Nathan? Remedy is an excellent television show.
A show on CBS, like someone from the Younger the Restless or something comes in and hosts.
Better.
No one cares about that. But I feel like it affects the game in a sense, then I like it. I mean, I don't like the whole, like, that it'll mess up someone's game, but that would be an interesting twist as opposed to, like, you know.
Godfrey, what do you think?
I'm not familiar with the twist. Is it that somebody will just enter the house? Like somebody voted in or?
Yeah. So it's going to just be, so it's already going to be planned. Alison Grodner's probably got a map of who's going in when, depending on the week. So it's going to be, just a different person each week, and they're going to come and throw some new twist at the house guest. I think it's going to be a lot of just different twists. I mean, maybe one week it'll be, there are three nominees this week. And, this week there's a saboteur in the house. Or now your ex is in the house. I have no idea what the twists are.
But like I said, if it's somebody just announcing the twist, then, like, that's not really, like, you know. Yeah, if the twist is affecting the game, I think that would be really good. But as Neha said, if they're just showing up to be like, okay, I'm a host this competition, like, you could have just said that through the speakers and told the house guests, you know. Yeah. So, like, it's gonna be interesting, you know, to see maybe if it's like a past player. It's gonna be, Dan came in the house, but only if they're affecting the game. Yeah. I'll be into it. You know, I'm really curious to see what this twist is all about.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. There's one person coming in, I believe, on the Wednesday night premiere, and there's also, I think, someone else on the Thursday episode. So it's a two night premiere again, like it was last season. I wouldn't be shocked if Derek is in the house either of those two nights. I think he'll probably come back at some point this season. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and what twists are they going to use. It's going to be interesting to see this season play out. Hopefully it isn't too many twists, but at the same time, we don't want it to be nothing relevant at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex Kidwell wants to know, how many soccer balls is Shelly going to kick this season? Hashtag Brittany clone. Hashtag RJP. That's a great comparison. Brittany Martinez for Big Brother 16. Do you see that comparison with Shelly? She is, she's not a mom, but she's this, you know, late 20s, early 30s type. She's super attractive. I mean, she could end up in a showmatch. She might not. I mean, it depends. She's strong-willed. Godfrey, what do you think? Do you think she's like Brittany from BB 16?
Like, I think, like, kind of, but at the same time, like, you know, like a little bit, like, different. Like, Brittany didn't really lead in with the whole, like, you know, like, she's a mom thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I don't really see that much of a comparison, you know, like, other than the fact that, like, they're closer to the same age, and that's about it.
Neha, what do you think?
Yeah, hot.
I think that's bang on. I think if she wasn't 33 years old or however old she is, that comparison probably wouldn't be made.
Okay. All right. Emilio Cabilio, or no, is that? Yeah, Emilio Cabilio wants to know, who do you predict these house guests to align with in the game? So I'll start it off here. I don't know who's going to align with who. You never know. I mean, who would have suspected that Zach and I would have worked together in Big Little Canada?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? So anything can happen. For me, I want to talk about an alliance that I hope happens, and that is Steve and Austin. So that way, together, they can form the Stone Cold Steve Austin alliance. I think that would be interesting.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That would be pretty cool. So, Neha, who do you think is going to align, or who do you want to align? I know you mentioned Vanessa and Dave Vaughn earlier.
Yeah.
But if you want to elaborate on that.
Yeah. So my dream alliance, well, my dream duos in this season will be Devon and Vanessa, and then Steve and Austin. And then I want them to come together and join with Meg. So it's a five-person alliance. And then the sixth person I want to be either James or Dr. Johnny Mac.
Okay.
So I think that six is like, those are my six people. I want them together.
You want them all together. All right, Godfrey, what about you? Who do you want together?
Like, to me? Oh, who I want together? Well,
who do you think is going to work together?
Like, who I think is going to work together? Yeah. I think it's going to be Vanessa and Jace and Clay. Since she did say she's a guy's guy and that she gets along with dudes rather than girls in a regular day life. So I think early on, she's going to gravitate more towards the guys, you know, like for strategic reasons, obviously, because like she says, she has no plan of a showman. So I think like she's definitely going to be able to infiltrate a guy alliance before it starts up. And you're going to see her hanging a lot with like the alpha type who are like trying to set things up early on. But who I want to see aligned together is going to be Austin and James, you know. I think that's going to be a pretty entertaining alliance
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fun to watch for sure. Okay. All right, we're going to wind down here pretty quick. Let's take a couple more questions, and then we're going to move on because it's getting pretty late on the East Coast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And Godfrey and Neha, excellent job tonight, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
At EM_BB wants to know, who do you think will be the constant pawn this season? And we'll end it with that. So, Neha, who do you think, who's going to be the queen bee? Who's going to be the pawn early on?
Best pawn in the business.
It's going to be whichever girl appears to be the weakest, which will maybe be Becky or Liz. I don't even know.
Becky or Liz.
Yeah.
Godfrey?
For the pawn, I think it's actually the pawn might end up being somebody like James, because he's very likable. He's a good guy. You can tell right off the bat he's not going to piss a lot of people off. And, like, I definitely see whoever wins HOH, like, maybe in the second to third week, they might want to exploit that and say, hey, let's put a guy who's well-liked, well-respected. And I truly believe that people will not vote a guy like him out.
No.
And, like, but, and one more person. And Johnny Mac, I think this guy will make the perfect pawn. Just because no one is going to take him seriously at all. They're going to say this guy's a clown. And, like, I think he'll actually be... He'll actually volunteer to go as a pawn, you know. Like, I think it's definitely somebody we're going to see him do. And, like, those are the two people who I think will not be voted out for different reasons, of course. James, because he's so well-liked, he's going to be well-respected. And John, because he's going to be not respected and not so well-liked. Yeah.
Well, for him, for Johnny Mac's sake, I really hope he doesn't volunteer to go on the block, because we know how that ends. But we'll see. Yeah, it could be interesting. He could end up being, like, this Godfrey Manguiza type, and people might just write him off. I mean, when in reality, this dude's a dentist.
Who knows, but hey.
Yeah, they might be like, we'll just throw up Johnny Mac. I mean, that could happen. I think the difference, though, with Godfrey, with you, and the reason why you worked as a pawn so many times was because you were so likable and everybody loved being around you, and you're just so funny and you're just endearing. You weren't annoying. I think Johnny Mac is going to be
annoying.
Yeah, he's got to walk the fine line. Yeah, if he's too annoying, then they're going to be tempted to want to get rid of him. You know, like
exactly.
He's got to like really know when he's crossing the line between being like, you know, the funny goof and being like just like too much, you know. Like, I hope he does not try to hit on the girls. That might send him packing earlier.
He probably will. It seems like he will be like that.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Okay, well, you know what, guys, we're gonna wrap this up. So let's just review the teams again. So Neha, you had the first pick. You took Austin, Then we, again, I keep forgetting this. You took James as well. You took, Meg. You took Meg.
I took Liz and Shelley.
Okay. Godfrey, you had, let's see, your first pick, you took Steve. You also took, Clay. You took, who else did you take here, my friend? Do you remember?
I took Clay and Johnny Mac.
Steve, Clay, Johnny Mac. There should be one more. Wasn't there one more?
One more? No, I actually think those are... Oh, and Jason. And Jason, the cashier.
Okay, Jason, that's right. Okay. And then I had, with the first pick, I took Vanessa. I took Davon. I also have Jace. I have, let's see, geez, I forget.
Audrey.
I took Audrey, that's right. And I also have Becky. That was the last pick.
Becky. So, the dark horse.
Yeah, the dark horse, the last pick. I mean, who knows? The underdog. Worked out well in Big Brother Canada 3, so maybe it'll work in Big Brother 17. We'll see what happens. So, again, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we just picked straight up on who's going to win this game. So whoever has the winner on their team is the winner of this draft, and you earn the right to tweet from my personal Twitter account whatever the heck you want at the end of the season. And
hey, how we better start like coming up with ideas right away.
Oh, it's gonna be grand.
Yes.
I guess JP, you already wrote yourself off, eh? Because like you're gonna give us the right to tweet on your account, so you know you're not gonna win.
No,
you know, you can feel it. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I could win, but I mean, realistically, again, we're going with history. I'm probably gonna lose in an epic fashion, and I'm gonna crash and burn. So I'll probably get off to a good start, and then all my people will probably just start. So we'll see what
happens.
They're
gonna go home in the double.
Yeah, exactly. But I just want to thank you guys so much. This was the first episode of the Big Brother Rehab Show. Again, we don't have a name for this podcast. So please, if you guys could tweet me, tweet at Rob Cesternino, tweet myself, I'm at Jordan Parhar, or put something in the comments on robhaswebsite.com and give your own suggestions as to what this show should be called. That would be awesome. Initially, I said how not to play Big Brother, but we kind of want Big Brother to be at the start of the name. So Big Brother and then something. So we got to figure this out. Please let me know your suggestions. That would be awesome. Thank you again so much. Godfrey Manguiz and Neha Serene, thank you so much for coming on the show. Godfrey, he recently changed his Twitter handle. He is at the Lady Pleaser, correct?
By public demand, man. It's now at the Lady Pleaser. The Lady Pleaser, PLEAZA. You know,
All right. You know what's up. And then, so follow Godfrey. Neha, I believe you are at Neha S BBCan3.
That's right.
Okay. So there you go. And then, you guys have anything you want to plug quick?
Yes, here. We both do. Everyone, you have the chance to see Godfrey and myself along with Cindy with an S, Bruno, and Bobby on Wednesday, somewhere in the greater Toronto area. It's a surprise. So we're having a meet and greet / Big Brother or BB17 viewing party where you can watch
the party.
Yeah, where you can watch the episode with us, the first episode, and we're gonna have like a meet and greet, and we're gonna have like a Q&A. You can ask us everything you want. You can hang out with us, chill with us, have some few drinks with us, eat a little food with us.
Yes,
and we will be dancing and having a good time. So please come out on our Twitters. We have posted up the links to buy the tickets, and please come.
All right.
Awesome. Bobby's going to bring his Bob Vito / coat hanger. I'm going to bring some chicken feet, hopefully, if they allow them in the venue. Like, I know they don't want no food poisoning, but hey, man, it's going to be awesome.
Oh my gosh. Oh, all right, guys. That is awesome. That sounds like a great time. I wish I could be there. But sadly being on the West Coast, I cannot. So I wish you guys all the best. I hope you guys have an awesome time. And yeah, guys, definitely if you're in the Toronto area, check out the meet and greet and the viewing party with Neha and Godfrey, Bobby, Bruno, Cindy with an S. It's gonna be a great time. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this show. Much appreciated. And then, yeah, if you want to use a hashtag to let us know that you got to the end of this podcast, that would be awesome. What was something that we talked about in the show? Is there anything you guys want to use as a hashtag who can tweet us to remind us? I was going to say hashtag Twistos Twist. That's the easiest thing. Or we could use hashtag chicken feet for Godfrey.
Yeah,
if you
sure.
Do that. So use the hashtag chicken feet. If you made it to the end of this show, let us know. If you heard it all, what did you think about my first episode hosting this podcast? Do you think I suck? Please tell me if you think I suck. Do you think I was good? That would be nice if you told me I was good, because really, I don't get that much on Twitter. So that would be awesome. I would greatly appreciate that. And yeah, again, Godfrey Neha, thank you so much. For Godfrey Manguiza and Neha Serene, my name is Jordan Parhar. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Bye, guys. Thank you.